As a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will decide what happens on this repeater. If you are further interested in the AMRON emergency protocol, please visit AMRON.com. This is week 236 of the AMRON Net. We are in our fourth year here in Grants Pass on GMRS. AMRON stands for the American Readout Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. I spell AMRON, A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power or communications outage. To further that goal, it's important for you to be able to assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communication you have. And lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel Free Project that is off the repeaters, using GMRS FRS 3, MERS Channel 3, CB Channel 3, and Ham Simplex 146.420 for those of you with your ham license. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about AMRON, visit www.amron.com. Also, be sure to visit our local AMRON webpage at soamron.com. That is S-O like Southern Oregon, A-M-R-R-O-N.com. And that's for local information as well as the early check-in form on the main page. For AMRON or radio questions that are not answered during this net or on the website, and to sign up for the AMRON Intelligence Report via email, email me at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. Once again, that email is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. We are family friendly and want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children, and some already do. We love them. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. All right, I'm going to give you the AMRON Net Word of the Week, and this is to help with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages, which is important for all radio operators at all levels in times of emergency. The word is a Bible verse, and you do not have to repeat it during check-in if you do not want to. To save time, it's not open for discussion. Thank you. The Net Word of the Week is the same as last week. This is Jeremiah 30:22. I say again, the net word of the week is Jeremiah 30:22. I spell that J-E-R-E-M-I-A-H and figures 30:22. Jeremiah 30:22. Okay, let's get to the jokes. The dad joke of this week, there's a couple of them. Want to hear a joke about paper? Never mind, it's terrible. How many apples grow on a tree? All of them. The mom joke of the week is, having a weird mom builds character, and indeed it does. Radio joke of the week is, my dad told me a joke about radio waves. It went over my head. All right, don't shoot the messenger. Guys, you know I love you. Okay, the order of the net is as follows. We're going to take announcements, then we'll do check-ins, then I'll give the, some online check-in confirmations and take late check-ins and visitors. Then I'll read the intelligence brief, we'll do the Channel 3 project, and I will close the net with any questions or discussions that you all might have. Let's go to announcements. Ladies first, please. Karen 359, are you there? WRJX359 Karen. Karen, you are loud and clear. Go ahead with your message. I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have lots of topics of discussion. We support one another and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. This is WRJX359 Karen. Back to Net Control. Beautiful Karen, thank you for doing that. I love the Patriot Ladies Net. It's a good group of ladies, and we talk about all kinds of really cool things that everybody can get something out of. So thanks again. Let's move to the Illinois Valley with Craig 605. Are you there?